We're in Siman Shin Nun Sif Beis. The Mechaber says, "Lo yamar adam b'shus harabim." Person should not stand in a public domain. V'yashin o yarek b'shus hayachid and urinate or spit from a b'shus hayachid, o b'karmelis or from a karmelis, or to a karmelis, o ipcha or the opposite. Meaning, you shouldn't stand in one b'shus and urinate or spit into another b'shus. Afilim hotzi piva masolachutz. Even if you put your aver into the other b'shus or you put your mouth in the other b'shus, still, you are not able to do so. The Mishnah Berurah says that from the language of the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like in a karmelis also you're not allowed to do it, even if you put your mouth or your aver into the other domain. However, the Vilna Gaon says that since the reason we prohibit it from one rishos to another rishos is only because of a suffik, as the Gemara concludes in a teiku, in this situation, and therefore on a doraisa, we say safik doraisa lechumra, so then we should be mekel in a karmelis, which is a seka derabanan, like the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Siman Shin Gimel, Sifchav Gimel. So that's the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, that in a karmelis, this would be permissible. Siv Gimel, Yeroko Shenedlash Mipiv, Muchel Nazarko, if you've already built up some saliva in your mouth and you're ready to spit it out, Yesh Mishomer Shalayelech Arba Amos, Rishas Arabim Ancha Yarek. Some people say you shouldn't walk Dal at Amos in Rishas Arabim without spitting it out first. Mishmura quotes the Eliyahu Rabbah, who says that this is dafka if it's already built up in your mouth and you're ready to spit it out. And even though the Machaber used the language of Yesh Misha Omer, this is the opinion of Ben Rishonim, and therefore we should follow this. The same thing is true, says Mishmura, that you shouldn't walk from one rishos to another rishos with that in your mouth, all because since it's getting ready to be spit, it's all considered to be carrying something. When it comes to going from one rishos to another rishos, if you have some food in your mouth, leftover food in your mouth, after you've eaten, there are still some pieces in there. So the Minchas Shabbos thinks that one could be mekel because it's melech shenitzrich legufa, and it's tzal kelachar yad, and it's such a small amount. But he says, still, if you can clean out your teeth before you go into the rishos harabim, maybe it's best to be machmir. Rosh Hashanah Monorbach says that even the rishos harabim, you don't need to be machmir unless you feel it in there and you want to get it out of your mouth. Then it could be like saliva that's built up in your mouth or phlegm or something like that. But he leaves it as a tzarech in. But on a karmelis, it will for sure be okay. And that's where Nissan Karelitz also says it's some leftover food in your mouth, it's going to be okay for sure in a karmelis. So mention an aleph.
There's
a pipe, a gutter, that's sticking out from the roof of the house, and it's within three tvachim of the roof, so we would say love it, and it's like it's part of the roof, so you shouldn't put your hand up to the end of that pipe in order to collect the water, because since it's within three tefachim, it's considered to be part of the roof. And it's going to be prohibited to collect water from it, whether it's within 10 of the ground or not. But if you remove your hand a little bit from the pipe, and therefore the water is dripping from the pipe, and then some space, and then into your hand, even if it's within three of the pipe, that is going to be permissible.
If it was three tefachim away, the pipe was three tefachim away from the roof,
or a regular pipe that doesn't go across the whole length of the roof. It's just a stam pipe that is three tefachim away from the roof. You're allowed to collect water directly from that pipe, as long as it's not 4x4 and is below 10. In that situation, it will be considered a makom ptur, and that's why you're able to collect the water from it.